Should be smoother.
Penny terrifies me though. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm terrified.
Is G-Dragon from BTS? And that shirt costs like 200 bucks. I don't know what the hell that dude's in school for.
What are you going to tell on me?
Because I don't want to deal with the dickheads who don't want to wear a mask.
Are you supposed to get placed a boat? They both took like 3 boxes of medium gloves.
Got a dookie? Do the window tinting or should I go get a tattoo?
Yeah, eat in my car. That's not the issue.
You believe that? Kid from Oakland running around believing in fairy tales.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 67 and another Happy Hour with Some Damn Podcast, the podcast where participation is optional but responsibly encouraged.
There it is. Bartender, I'm going to need a round of Penny immediately, like immediately. Let's get turned, this motherfucker.
I am that host. You love to toast, DC.
My BS meter is at an all-time high.
Joining me as always, my partner in podcast that hosts You All Love to Ghost. We got Aaliyah.
Hey guys.
You know the fucking vibes.
For the next hour or the next power hour, we will be talking about current events, food and drink related, viral TikTok videos, and just random things we find on the internet. So if you would like to join us, go grab something to drink, pour it up, and join us. It makes the podcast more fun, a lot more enjoyable, especially when you have to listen to Aaliyah talk. Let's go. Cheers, guys.
Stupid.
Round Cheers. One.
Oh, dude, I forgot to tell you. Wait, no, I did tell you.
Can you remind me?
About the pickles, the gin pickles.
Oh, yeah, I would not buy it.
Oh my gosh. I think, we talked about that on the last one, how there was a gin company, Hendrix Gin, who did a collaboration with Cat's Deli to make gin-soaked sour pickles. And I was super excited about it. The jar of pickles were 15 bucks, but I didn't know how much the shipping was. So I figured, you know, probably going to be like 10, 15 bucks max. And maybe I'll get a second jar just to make the shipping worth it. But I added that to the cart, was ready to check out. Shipping was 35 bucks. And I thought, okay, if I add a second jar, will that make it work? Make it get worth it? So I added a second one. And then the total came out to like 70 something bucks. So I'm like, yo, I'm not spending $70 on 2 jars of pickles.
Might as well. Wait, where was this located? In New York, right?
Yeah.
Would they sell it at the shop too, or no?
Yeah, like outside of their online shop, the only place you could get it is the actual deli.
Might as well fly there and get it.
Dude, then if I was going to New York like soon, that would definitely be on my list of things to do. But shit, man, I was so excited too. But 35 bucks? When I wanted to buy ice cream, that was a collaboration with the Bodega Boys, who is also another podcast. They did ice cream with this place called Longfellow's Ice Cream in New York, and then you have to buy a bundle, which is 6 pints. I think it was like 60 bucks or something, and then on top of that the shipping was 40. So I'm like, fuck, that's $100 for ice cream, dude. I like how a lot of places do nationwide shipping now, but the shipping cost is ridiculous. October's approaching, and you know what that means? Halloween season. Halloween. And by the time you hear this episode, it will be October.
Yes, it will.
One company that is taking in the festivities of Halloween, none other than Hidden Valley Ranch. They recently dropped a couple's costume, which consists of a slice of pizza, looks like pepperoni and mushroom, and the other costume being a container of ranch. Still got pickles on the mind.
Your head.
But yeah, ranch and pizza. What is a better combination, or what's a better partner for ranch than pizza.
Wings.
I'm more of a blue cheese guy, but what's your second choice? Onion rings. I like it with a ranch.
Celery.
Well, we're talking about like non-vegetable stuff, you know, junk food. I don't like when I get onion rings somewhere and they offer barbecue sauce as a dipping sauce. Barbecue sauce and onion rings are not it.
Oh yeah, my friends, like, yeah, they say that too. When they order it, it just sits there, sadly.
I'll use it if there's nothing else, but that's not my top choice. Chicken nuggets, some people like it with chicken nuggets, but it's not my favorite dipping sauce either, unless it's blackened ranch from Popeyes.
Don't bring up Popeyes. I want their fish sandwich again.
Dude, my brother tried the ghost pepper ranch from Wendy's. He said it was better than Popeyes' blackened ranch. But while we were talking about onion rings, you know how I told you I thought Sonic has one of the best onion rings?
Uh-huh.
And I know that you're a big fan of tater tots.
I love tater tots.
Sonic released a broccoli and cheddar stuffed tater tot.
So it's in the middle?
There's broccoli and cheddar inside of the tater tots.
Ooh. Who is this, Sonic?
Yeah.
Ooh, I have to try them. The closest Sonic is Vacaville to me, though.
I thought Hayward's closer to you.
Oh, you're right. It is.
So if you go Hayward, I mean, Hayward, go grab me one of those and go grab me.
Why would I go to Hayward and then go to you?
Okay, I guess you might as well go to the Vacaville and then drop it off over here.
Stupid. You make no sense. What else is in Hayward? I want a burrito.
La Vix, short for La Victoria. It's a taqueria place that is super popular in San Jose, but they opened one in Fremont or Hayward. I don't remember. I'm pretty sure it was Hayward. And they're known for their, is it orange sauce?
Orange sauce? Wait, you've had it?
I've had it many times when I used to go to the San Jose area.
What does it taste like? So I'm thinking of orange.
Well, chicken. It's obviously a mayo-based sauce, but it's like kind of sweet and spicy at the same time. When places release like their sauce just to buy, I'm not really into it because I feel like you should only have that sauce when you go to that place, because it's like it enhances the experience. Because if you're going to have that sauce like all the time throughout the week, it's not going to be special the next time you go to that place, you know, and be like, damn, I already had this sauce. It's not special. You know what I mean?
That's true. But if you like to have it on everything.
I'm not 100% sure, but I think someone bought me that sauce before. This was over a decade ago. And I did try to use it on lots of things because, you know, I don't live near San Jose. So I wasn't going to that place to that taqueria often. So I just had the sauce and it was cool. Back to the topic. Hidden Valley, their couple costume. They also released their very limited edition mini ranch packets. So they look like small little ranch containers and they want people to hand. Did you say da-da-da?
No, I said that's cute.
Oh. So they're encouraging people to give out these little ranch packets instead of candy. And these little ranch things cost $20. I think you get 30. They are 0.5 floor ounces per pack.
That's not a lot.
Hate when websites have items that are sold out still listed. If it's sold out already, why don't you just take it off the website?
Sold out things.
For what? It just makes you disappointed that you weren't able to get it.
It does. I would be. The trick-or-treating ranch packets, I wouldn't give it to anyone. I would keep it in my bag so I can use it for when I need it.
Travel?
Yeah.
Your travel ranch?
Yeah. Because right now I have a little container bottle, but I don't use it all the time. So I don't think it's good anymore.
They have dairy-free Hidden Valley Ranch?
Where are you?
That tastes good?
Dairy-free part. That doesn't
plant even powered.
Oh, is that what that means?
And it says dairy-free on there. Oh, do you get your eyes checked?
Oh, you, that is blurry. Ranch-tarian. Would you put a bumper sticker on your car?
Nope.
Me neither.
When was the last time you called COVID Corona?
Not since it first came out.
That's what he told me.
I think I stopped calling it when they started, when they announced the like actual name.
Okay. So one of the items they were selling, or a few of the items they were selling, were useful for dog owners. They had the leash and they had a dog harness. Mm-hmm. And we will move on to a topic that involves a dog. This comes from the Reddit. Am I the asshole?
Your favorite subreddit. So this dude is very confused as to why she's mad because his dog and her boyfriend both share the same name. Da-da-da-da.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Another one.
Okay, back to the topic. A pet owner can't believe his sister's mad that his dog has the same name as her new boyfriend. You do too?
Go ahead.
So his dog's name is Brad, which coincidentally is the name of his sister's new boyfriend. His sister came over one day with her new boyfriend, and he met the boyfriend for the very first time. And when the boyfriend asked what the dog's name was, he laughed and he told him that his name was also Brad. But the boyfriend was not too pleased by this, and neither was the sister. At first, he thought it was a joke. The boyfriend asked him if he was joking or not, and he said no. After that, his whole mood flipped, and the remainder of the visit just had an uncomfortable vibe. A while after they left, my sister called me and started berating me for disrespecting her boyfriend. Honestly, this seems like such a Brad thing for him to do, and I don't think I did anything wrong here, but maybe I'm wrong. Should I have lied about Brad's name so I didn't hurt his feelings? With the information you've been given, is he the asshole?
Did he know the boyfriend's name before he picked out the dog's name?
No.
Then no, he's not.
Yeah, it don't make sense. How can you be mad at him? I don't think anyone should be mad, to be honest.
I think there's especially
the sister. Like, you're going to get mad at your brother because his dog's name is the same as your boyfriend. Like, what are the chances? Did you really expect him to lie about the dog's name? Oh no, my dog's name is Rudolph.
Kevin.
Bernard. Have
you ever seen those videos where they're like, Kevin, get off the couch. Usually it's a cat Kevin, not a dog Kevin, but same thing.
One person wrote, what a weird thing to get offended by. Another person said, huge red flag for Brad. Warn your sister. It is unreasonable to expect that when you named your dog, you were able to anticipate your sister's boyfriend's name. Exactly.
I think she was just trying to appease her new boyfriend. That's why she got mad.
He probably got mad about it when they left, which made her mad. No, just for the fact that, you know, it's still a new relationship, and then her boyfriend's already getting upset with her about something, so she got upset in turn, you know?
Makes sense, yeah. It's still, like, over a dog name? I mean, a human name. I don't know.
For real.
But, like, that was bound. Not that specific situation. But, you know, have you ever, like, gotten the people that they're, there's like multiple people of the same name in your family?
I don't think I have anyone with the same name in my family.
Oh, I do. I would be pleased to hear if someone has their dog named my name.
What if it was a male dog?
I don't think my name would match a male dog.
Hey man, what if you just question the owner of the dog, and they're like, I'm just a big fan of Aaliyah, so I, like, regardless of the gender of my dog, I told myself I would name it Aaliyah. What are we talking about? Dogs, right? Dogs, yep. dogs. Oh, okay. There's a pet hospital. I believe this is in Idaho. Let's make sure. Nope, this is in Alabama. They have a jar on their counter that says goodbye kisses. And these goodbye kisses are actual Hershey's kisses. And you may be asking yourself, why are they called goodbye kisses? I mean, I get it. Goodbye kisses. It's a good play on words, right? But so this pet hospital, what they use these goodbye kisses for are when they have to put a dog down, they have this mantra that no dog should ever go to heaven without having the pleasure of tasting chocolate. So before they put the dog down, they let them have a goodbye kiss.
Oh, that's cute.
That's awesome. I think that's great. So let's say you were about to be sentenced to the electric chair.
Yeah.
And you can only have one item to eat before they put you down. And it has to be something that you've never tried before. What would it be?
Tell me yours first. I'm still thinking.
There's this place in New York. They do a cheeseburger pizza where they make a pizza and they put all cheeseburger toppings on it. So they'll put like whole slices of meat patties, slices of cheese. I forgot what else, but that might be it. But other than that, I can't really think of anything that I've never had that I really want to try.
I don't know, be some type of pasta that I haven't tried yet.
I was trying to think of like some donut that I've seen before, but I couldn't think of any donuts that I've seen floating around on like Instagram that I really wanted. But I don't know, a donut burger might be the one, because I haven't had that in a while.
In a while, it's not the same.
In a while is like at least 15 years. No, not 15, at least 12 years. But I really like what this pet hospital is doing, because obviously most people should know that dogs aren't supposed to eat chocolate. They're bad for them. So the fact that they're letting these dogs eat something they're not supposed to eat, because why not? They're about to die. So let them enjoy their last few seconds of life.
What is that dog tasting? It's like, it's not as good as I thought it would be.
I don't think they think that way.
I feel like dogs think that way. Like, have you watched, you're not a child, so you probably haven't watched it, but it's A Life of Pets. See, they're like humans.
Isn't that kind of like what Homeward Bound was?
What's that?
You've never seen Homeward Bound?
No, can you give me the trip? Should I search it up?
Not only should you search it up, but the next time you have enough time to watch a movie, go watch it. It's on Disney Plus. Watch it. There's two parts. The second one takes place in San Francisco.
Does it now? Do they talk? Yeah,
they do. That's why I compared it to other animated dog films.
Oh, so it's like Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
I didn't like that. Why? Maybe because I don't like Chihuahuas.
I knew it. Felt like you had something against them.
All right, so Hershey's Kisses are a form of treat people like to indulge in. One other sweet treat that people do love and like to indulge in are cinnamon rolls. Believe it or not, one place that is not known for cinnamon rolls, but known for donuts, has just released their line of cinnamon rolls, which came out on Monday, I believe, which was 2 days ago right now. But when this episode comes out, it'll be a week and 2 days ago.
Stupid.
Who am I talking about? If you saw our IG stories, you would know who it is. This is Krispy Kreme. They released two different types of cinnamon rolls. First one, of course, you know, they got to stick to what Krispy Kreme is good at. They made an original glazed cinnamon roll. So think of a Krispy Kreme donut, but with the sweetness of an original glaze. Put those two together, you got a match made in heaven. But what could top this match made in heaven? You may find yourself asking. Okay, you just interrupted my, but let's go.
You can keep going.
Cheers.
Another one.
So their second offering is not just any type of cinnamon roll, but it does contain the same original glaze as the first offering, but the second one is a collaborative item, collaborating with Cinnamon Toast Crunch. So you're getting an original glazed cinnamon roll topped with Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal and a cereal milk icing swirl. How good does that look though?
That does.
And the original article that I read about this, the writer said it was the best cinnamon roll he has ever had. So being that my favorite dessert place is a cinnamon roll place called Cinnaholic, I feel I am the perfect judge for this. So hopefully if I'm not too lazy tomorrow, I will go down to Concord and go grab a box of this.
I'm always iffy about getting desserts with what's that shit called? Cereal.
Because you think the cereal is going to be stale?
Yeah.
Yeah, usually because the pastry is like warm.
Yeah. And I don't know, like even though it's good, I can't get over the texture of it.
Maybe they let it cool down before they put the cereal on top.
But then it's not going to stick. You want it to stick.
Well, what do you think this icing will help it stick?
The one on top? The swirl?
Maybe they put some underneath too. Dude, guess what they're opening? I think it's a less than 10-minute drive for me.
What?
They're opening up a Ike's.
What?
It's replacing a Togo's.
Dang. That's a slap.
That's perfect though. Because it's like the same setup pretty much.
I don't think so.
How is it not? How their sandwiches are made? Well, I guess because they don't build the sandwich in front of you, really, like at Ike's versus Togo's. But, I mean, you know, you have the condiment section and all the toppings, and then...
You know what? When I eat Ike's, it's already cold, so it don't matter to me. Dang, I want some Ike's now. I don't like going to that one in Emeryville, though. It's no parking.
Yeah, there is across the street.
Across the street? I don't know how to get out. I get scared.
Is the one in downtown Oakland far from you?
There's one in downtown Oakland? Let me look.
Yeah, it's on Broadway.
I hate Broadway too.
Isn't that closer to you?
Yeah, not that much closer if it's in downtown.
Have you had, what's that place called? It's a burger spot. Umami Burger. Have you ever been to Umami Burger?
No, I told you I haven't. I've been meaning to.
Dude, because I remember Mindy Kaling, you know who she is.
Yeah, she's right there.
She did a collaborative burger with them. That was $20 a burger. Oh, shit. It's not that big, but.
You tried it?
Yeah, I had it twice. Ooh, I smell the banana.
Is it like the Laffy Taffy banana or like the bananas we eat?
Check that Laffy Taffy. That Laffy Taffy. All right, I put two in mine. Should I go three? Live on the wild side?
If you want to.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Power Hour. This time I will be sipping on some Howlerhead bourbon. Aaliyah has, what kind of gin you got?
I don't know the name.
Oh my gosh, dude. Did you not just pour it?
No, I just poured ice in it. It's the 10. What were we talking about?
No clue, bro.
Aha. Wasn't we talking about the cinnamon toast crunch? I mean,
The cinnamon roll?
Yeah.
What's that have to do with burgers?
And then we shifted into burgers, did we not?
That makes no sense.
Because it was limited?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Another one.
All right, let's get real for a second here. This once again comes from the Reddit, Am I the Asshole? A 19-year-old is refusing to split her inheritance with her sister. She has taken care of her sick grandfather for 6 months. The responsibility has put her life on hold. Grandpa rewarded her by giving her $60,000. Now the girl's mother is forcing her to split it with her sibling, who hasn't helped at all. Quote from the person who posted this, I have been caregiving for my grandpa with cancer for about 6 months, unpaid. Obviously, I don't think that should even be put on there, because why would your grandpa pay you? You know what I mean? Your family.
I want to say that maybe she was thinking of like the government assistance pay, because like a lot of my family members take care of my elder ones and they file it with the government, which is I forgot what it's called, but they pay them because they're caregiver. What?
That's awesome. Like,
yeah.
Is your family like licensed to do that?
No, it's just that they're the caregiver. Like,
so you could just file it even if you don't have the proper licensing.
They're basically unfit to take care of themselves, so you're the one taking them to like their appointments, whatever they need to do.
Dang, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's not like they're so sick where they can't do anything. It's where they're just not able to do some stuff, like take themselves to the hospital, but there is a government assist for that.
Good to know.
Yeah.
My life has completely turned around. I should be working a job and making memories with friends. My grandpa realized this and gifted me about $60,000. I was shocked, but also felt bad for this sudden money. My mother is the one who gets all his stuff when he dies, his house and his bank account. And she was very unhappy that I was gifted this. Then her mother made an unreasonable request about what she should do with the money. Her and her sister have never gotten along, and according to her, she's always been treated poorly by her sister. Her mom called all the family to tell them about what happened, and she tried to manipulate her into giving half of the $60,000 to her 24-year-old sister, who has never worked a day in her life. I agreed and said, as long as she does half the work. Ever since, she hasn't helped me with anything. She just goes on vacation while I'm stuck here. I told them that I would no longer give her the rest of the money. So far, she only gave her $4,500. So, Aaliyah, by your judge of character, mm-hmm. is this 19-year-old the asshole?
No. No, she's not. Obvious reasons. She's the one that's actually putting the effort and actually caring about her elder. And it's like, it's not like she's, what's that word called? She's expecting it. She didn't even want it.
Her mom just seems like a terrible mother, to be honest.
Yeah.
What reasoning is there for her to give half of it to a person who didn't help at all? Like, don't tell me, I'm guessing her only reasoning was, you should split it because that's your sister. You know what I mean?
I hate that.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, because if anything, the mom should be proud of what this 19-year-old girl did, you know? Because of course, like when you're that age, you don't want to be stuck home taking care of your grandpa, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she did that. I don't know if she was forced to do it or if she was happy to do it, but she did it, and her grandpa rewarded her. She didn't ask for it, but he felt like it was the right thing to do. And the fact that her mom got upset by this and wanted her to split it, like, it makes no sense to me. I don't know, it seems like her older sister just from what I'm reading, it doesn't seem like she cares at all about the grandpa.
And the mom too, like, why are you letting your teenage daughter, she's still teenage because 19, take care of your father? Well, she is getting the house and his bank account, so it probably is. Yeah, but like, you know, you're the adult. You should be the one taking care of your father.
I mean, for all we know, maybe the mom like works all the time and doesn't have the time to do it. Judging by how she reacted, it seems like she's just mad that that $60,000 that she won't be able to collect once he's gone.
Yeah. She was, she said that she would get the money after he passes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she already, did he already pass? Because she said that she gave her 4,500 already.
No, the mom gets the stuff when he passes.
No.
Yes. Oh. My mother is the one who gets all his stuff when he dies.
Oh, okay. I mixed them up there. So he already gifted her the 60,000. Damn.
Yes.
To just be gifted 60,000. That's amazing.
Dude, if I were her, I would use that $60,000 to move out.
I think that this is like a 24-hour care with her grandpa, because she's saying that she should be working a job and making,
oh,
like,
true.
That means, okay, that he's taking like 24 hours of her time, which is nothing wrong with that. Like, she's 19, sister's 24. That's like a 5-year gap. She should be the one that's helping too.
Cheers.
I didn't make this strong, but it's strong. Maybe because I didn't eat dinner.
So from one unreasonable request by the mother to another unreasonable request from another person. Oh my gosh, this is also from Am I the Asshole?
I told you this is your favorite subreddit.
It is, dude, because it's like perfect content.
You're obsessed.
All right. So this, like I said, comes from Am I the Asshole on the subreddit. But this one involves a couple. So this woman's boyfriend makes more money than she does. They decided to travel for vacation and he wanted to splurge on an expensive airline. She wanted to fly a cheaper one, but agreed to spend the extra money to sit next to him. Then he told her he was upgrading only his seat to first class. Then he was upgrading only his seat. Oh, okay. Okay. We've been together a little over a year. I'm still in college and don't have a ton of money. I work in retail part-time. He graduated a couple of years ago and is making 6 figures. He wants to go on a trip with me in a few months, which I can afford. As long as I don't splurge on too many extras, like really expensive dinners or first-class tickets. I'm very petite, and I originally wanted to fly Spirit because it's so cheap. Spirit is ass. But my boyfriend is 6'2" and would have been super uncomfortable the whole flight, which was about 6 hours. I compromised and agreed to spend more for a regular airline where he fits in the economy seats. But when she agreed to accommodate him, he went and changed his mind again. Now he's saying he wants to upgrade to first class for himself. There's zero way I can afford a first class ticket, and he doesn't want to pay for two of them. I'm kind of upset since I don't want to spend a 6-hour plane ride by myself, but I know it would be more comfortable for him. I asked if he would be okay just getting the exit row seats so he has a leg room, but he kind of brushed me off and said he just wants to do first class. Question of the night. Is this woman the asshole?
No.
Is the boyfriend the asshole?
Kind of. Because it's like, okay, you're going on a trip together. Like, you should do everything, not everything together, but, you know, you should do the main things together. Go on a plane together, sit together, obviously. And she already compromised one time to, like, get a regular airline. I thought Spirit would be considered a regular airline.
No, that's a budget airline.
To be flying 6 hours, I don't know where she's at, but to be flying 6 hours, like nonstop.
It doesn't say whether it's nonstop.
Yeah, that's, you can always walk around.
So what do you, okay, in a perfect scenario.
I mean, like she said, I'm a small person, not small, but you know, I'm a short person, so I don't need leg room. Anywhere is perfect for me. So it doesn't, I don't see the point of view of a tall person, but I guess they say like the emergent, the one with the door has more leg room.
So that's what you think is the perfect compromise for him to just sit in economy, but the exit seat.
Or he could just pay the difference of his first class ticket for hers. You know what I mean? Like, there's other solutions. I feel like she shouldn't always be the one to change it for him, you know?
Cheers to all the assholes in the world. Yep. Especially you, Aaliyah.
Damn, you took the another words out of one. You're the asshole.
So yeah, I agree. That would be the compromise. The perfect compromise would be for him to pay the difference for those first class seats, because she's the one who made the first compromise when she agreed to spend extra to fly on a regular airline to suit his needs. And then he wanted to take it a step further and wanted to go first class, which, hey man, like, if you can afford it and it's more comfortable for you to fly, then by all means, go ahead. But you should be able to compromise with someone who already compromised with you, you know, because if you're going to take it a step further, now is your time to compromise. So if you want to do first class, then you got to step up and pay the difference for her first class seat as well. Maybe he doesn't think that they're at that level yet because they've only been together a little bit over a year. But the fact that you guys are going on a trip together and she's willing to spend this money to spend vacation with you, you should be able to make some leeway as well on your behalf. So I think that would be the perfect case scenario, is they do the first class, but he goes and pays the difference.
I don't know. Wouldn't you feel uncomfortable if you weren't with the person that you're traveling with? I feel uncomfortable. No, I do. I need someone.
Depends. Next. Because I don't know, depending on the time of day of the flight, I might just knock out the entire flight.
I still need them next to me. I need to know that they're safe, and they need to know that I'm not getting kidnapped.
Well, you flew by yourself to NOLA, so how's that different?
Because I didn't expect anyone with me. But when we went back, I was next to you, wasn't I? Because I was scared I was going to be took. Just need them next to me.
6 hours. I wish I knew where they were going.
That's what I'm saying. If it's 6 hours, I'm pretty sure it's to the other side of the continent.
Dude, I was reading the top 10 places to vacation in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And surprisingly, I thought Oahu would be higher up than Maui, because Oahu is known for having more tourists than the other islands.
Mm-hmm.
But Maui was like, I think that was number one, actually.
I feel like Maui is a more known name.
Why? Because of...
I just like the name Maui.
What's that movie?
It's not Moana that you're talking about.
Yes.
Actually, it is, because his name is Maui.
Yes.
But it's not. I always felt like it was always more popular because of the name itself. Would you ever go to a spot where it's known for its misfortunes?
You gotta rephrase that.
I am buzzed, so I cannot. Like, okay, like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Just putting that out there. Like, it was a big thing, and as the town is known for that. Would you go there willingly to
check it out? The place where it happened?
Yeah. Like the town where it happened. It don't got to be the house, but the town where it happened.
That town doesn't look like there's anything to do there.
Yeah, just the name of, like, that was the place where the massacre happened. you know, it's a very well-known massacre. Would you go?
No, it's not a nice place to visit. There's nothing to do in that town.
I didn't get it. Okay, cheers.
Cheers. Oh, shit.
I always thought bartenders were gypping you for putting so much ice into the drink to make it look like a lot, but I understand now.
When did Pitch Perfect come out?
2014. 2013? I said 14. Oh, but it sounds like
2012.
Oh, look, I was close for part two.
Okay, so Pitch Perfect was a big hit movie back in 2012. And they were able to come out with a sequel and a trilogy. They feel like they can milk this cow even more. Do you have Peacock?
I don't, but I've heard about it because I listen to a lot of murder mystery.
Peacock has just ordered a Pitch Perfect series, which is being produced by Elizabeth Banks, who was the, what was her role in the movie? What did she do? She like does the commentating.
Yeah, she's the commenter. I said she's the one with the dude that's a misogynist.
Yes. I already know that I'm not going to, and I have no interest in this series whatsoever.
Did you like all three?
Yeah. You're supposed to ask me why I'm not interested in watching this. Sorry.
Why aren't you interested? Sorry.
Because from this headline, it states that it stars Adam Devine, who plays Bumper.
Oh,
I hate this guy.
I do too.
I don't just hate his character. I hate him. I don't think he's funny at all.
Yeah.
He's just annoying. So that is the reason I will not be watching this series. I'm glad that continuing the legacy, you know, it's kind of like when High School Musical came out with their series.
I said a lot of people like their series.
Okay.
What's so that? Maybe this one.
What I was going to say is it's cool because, you know, it's almost 10 years ago that this movie, the first movie came out. So the series will kind of be introduced to a new generation, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of cool. But yes, I will not be supporting Adam Devine, you annoying bastard.
I don't think they should have put him as the main cast. I think they should have put fucking, what's her face? What's her name in the movie?
Legacy. Don't say Fat Amy.
No.
Oh, you're talking about the youngest one.
Yeah, because she's the new
Think about it. Look at it this way though. When they do things like this, they usually pick up the person who doesn't really have anything going on. Hailee Steinfeld has gone on to be a singer. Right. But when was
the last thing she did?
She's probably working on another album or
probably.
She's done other movies as well since Pitch Perfect. What has this guy done? He did a Netflix original film called Game Over, and it sucked.
He had a movie too, which wasn't that good. I didn't like it.
Exactly. And Anna Kendrick was a star of the series, so obviously she's not gonna do it. And Fat Amy, she's too busy getting into the best shape of her life.
Hey, I didn't know that Hailee Steinfeld was in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Wasn't she the voice of Spider-Girl?
Was she? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Does it say who she does the voiceover for?
Oh, I didn't even know you could press it. You know they're making a part two?
Obviously.
Post Malone was in here?
He was on the soundtrack.
Hailee was Gwen Stacy. Yeah, Spider-Girl. I don't know. It just says that he's in it. Cheers.
Another one.
Dude, we are all about the subreddit today.
Dude, I think you should just put a "Am I the asshole" corner. You know, there's a lot of people on Instagram that just reads the subreddits and that's it, and they make it so many views. I know.
What do you mean they just read it on Instagram?
Yeah.
Like they record themselves?
Yeah.
Why don't they do that on TikTok?
It's TikTok reposted on Instagram.
Oh.
Yeah.
And why don't you do that? Get our TikTok going.
I don't think you understand that. I'm not very articulate in my sentences. Oh,
then people will just make fun of you on the comments.
I don't want to be made fun of. You make fun of me enough.
All right. Woman deemed bridezilla over her major wedding venue complaint. Once again, subreddit, am I the asshole? She planned a surprise party for her husband months in advance. She even paid to reserve a rec room in her apartment complex. But on the day of the birthday party, an entire wedding party showed up claiming it was their space. I planned a surprise party for my husband's 40th birthday. Our building has a seldom used large rec room with outside space for a fee. Reservations can be made at the front desk concierge. I reserved all day of the 4th back in July. Saturday morning, a friend and I find decorations on the tables and food out. I went down to the front desk and asked, they sent someone up to help clean from the night before. When I get back, my friend is in an argument with a group of people, the group claiming it's reserved by them for a wedding. The man sent up to clean grabs the concierge, who confirmed I had the reservation. One group member claims they booked in May, but do not have a confirmation email. And when asked for any proof of deposit, he said it's free to use. To me, it's evident they'd never booked it or did not complete the booking. The space is free, only without reservation. To sum it all up, this woman was planning her husband's 40th birthday and they wanted to use the rec room in their apartment complex. So they put down a deposit fee to reserve that space for the specific day. And the day of that birthday celebration, a wedding party decided to show up and said they already reserved it, but they didn't have any proof of that. The wedding party suggested that they move the birthday to the next day. And the bride whines that it's not fair. They had to postpone from 2020. All venues are booked now, and how she settled for this setup so she could get married before she can't fit into her dress because she's pregnant. But my friend and I don't buy it. The concierge had them moving, citing the reservation and deposit in my name. My husband's party went as planned, was a great time. Today, a neighbor and I were unlucky enough to be in the elevator with the bride. When getting out, she audibly muttered, "Bitch," at me. I filled her in on the drama. She sides with the couple, saying, "I should have just moved our party to the grill since it was only a birthday." All right, Aaliyah. Once again, is the person who booked her husband's birthday party the asshole?
Okay, I'm going to be the asshole in this one because I actually do side with the birthday.
So she's not the asshole.
Yeah, but I might be for siding because it seems like a lot of people want to side with the wedding. The bride? Yeah.
Uh-uh, it says right here. Look at all the comments.
Oh, I was saying it because of the neighbor.
Oh, dude, we might as well change the podcast name to Am I the Asshole?
Change our name for the third time. Because, like, if you're planning such a special, for a special occasion, you need to make sure that you book the right, like, you know, you actually book it to confirm your time slot. And, like, they didn't. So it's not their spot.
They didn't even try to book the room. Mm-hmm. They thought because the, like, how she stated earlier that rec room is seldomly used. So they thought they would be able to just go there early and claim it and just use it without putting down the deposit fee, which you're already in the wrong for that because you can't. If this is such a special day, well, obviously it is a special day because it's her wedding, but you should do everything necessary in order to make things go right. And if you wanted to be 100% certain that you would be able to have that room for your event, then you would have took the proper steps just like the other lady and reserve it, but they didn't. Cheers, last drink of the night, last topic of the night.
Final round.
I mean, obviously, of course, if it's the day of your wedding, you're going to be upset and you're going to be stressed out. So you're going to lash out. But at the end of the day, you should realize that you're in the wrong here because you didn't take the proper precautions to ensure that your day would go out would happen without any issues, but they didn't. And the fact that they tried to argue, claiming that they did, that just shows desperation and make you seem like an idiot, because I'm pretty sure that the front desk would not mix up two different reservations.
The fact that you tried to guilt trip the actual paying customers into letting them have their spot, that was a shady.
Slim Shady.
Mm-hmm. I wonder where the couple had their wedding though.
Did it in
the grill?
Yeah.
I mean,
either
like
that, or they just if it was a small party, they just had everyone squeeze into their apartment or something.
Have you ever been to an apartment complex built hall? Where was it at? Can you tell me?
Huh?
They said it was their apartment what?
Rec room.
Have you ever been to a apartment rec room?
Yeah, where my sister used to live. There was like a lounge area. It like had couches and stuff. And I think it had a ping pong table. I'm not sure.
Oh. Where my cousin's rec room, it was kind of like not a banquet hall, but something like a little bit smaller than that. It had like two stations. They had their kids' birthday there. It's pretty big, pretty standardized. So that's what I was thinking when they had it. It was more like formal setting.
All right, let's end it there. I gotta go feed my dog. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to this episode. That is episode number 67.
67.
Don't forget to repost, share the podcast on all your social media platforms. Once again, we want to ask you to make your followers our followers.
Yes, we need more.
And yeah, if you haven't yet, subscribe to the podcast. Follow our socials and continue to listen. But until next time, ladies and gentlemen, we always want to remind you to please drink responsibly.
Shoot your shots and shoot often.
Kobe, peace.
See ya.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm a little bit intoxicated.
I respect it.
I'm drinking responsibly. I'm
See ya.
Bye.
Some damn podcast is the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.